Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 48 Hours ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Need more true crime in your life? An Audible membership can solve that. Audible is the ultimate destination for thrilling audio entertainment. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Don't miss The Serial Killer's Apprentice by Katherine Ramsland and Tracy Allman. It follows the true story of how Houston's deadliest murder turned a kid into a killer in training. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/48hours or text 48 hours to 500-500. That's audible.com/48hours or text 48 hours to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/48hours.
If you're a fan of 48 Hours or true crime, looking to try on a case of your own, June's Journey is for you. A thrilling hidden object mystery game set against the backdrop of the 1920s. You play as June Parker, an amateur detective trying to unravel your sister's mysterious murder. As you dive into a world filled with twists and turns, trust no one. Every character could be hiding secrets. While you piece together the intricately woven plot, you'll collect crucial information in your photo album, turning suspicions into facts. And if you want help on the case, you can even join a detective club to collaborate or compete with fellow sleuths on hundreds of puzzles. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
I'm Troy Roberts for the CBS News broadcast, 48 Hours. In this week's podcast interview, we look at the disappearance of U.S. Army medic Kelly Bardot. Fort Bragg is located in Fayetteville, North Carolina, a military town through and through. So a missing woman, one of the military's own, is big news. Kelly was last seen at a bar, Froggy Bottoms, on the night of April 13, 2012. She had gotten a ride there from a friend, a recent acquaintance, a bar back at the establishment. His name, Nick Holbert. Authorities questioned Holbert, and he denied knowing anything. So law enforcement focused their efforts on Kelly's personal life. She was married but separated from her husband and was dating again. So officials looked into the whereabouts of her estranged husband and also her current boyfriend. Both had strong alibis. What you're about to hear is excerpts from an interview I did with David Marshburn, a self-proclaimed entrepreneur and bounty hunter who was drawn to help investigate this case on his own.
So would it be fair to say you once were a bounty hunter?
That is what people call me, and that's what people call me today, but we call it fugitive recovery agents, but my wife bonds them out, and I hunt them down, and that's the way we handle the bail bond business.
Was it lucrative?
You got some good bonds, you got some bad bonds, but it's lucrative when you do it for the surety company. I've hunted down cartel members for the surety company, picked them up in Florida.
Cartel?
Yes, sir. It doesn't matter if they're in New York, Florida, California. If I get a call and I can find them, I'm going to get them.
Sounds dangerous.
It is, but it's fun. It's real fun.
Tell me about a close call.
Close call, I got ran over. We had a $3,500 bond. The guy, we had pulled up behind the guy and jumped out on him on the first night. And before he could take off or get the car in gear, I tased him in the neck before he could move. Well, the taser was so close to prongs that it was arcing between and it was cutting it out, so he could still move and maneuver. So he jerked the taser prongs out, put it in reverse, totaled three cars that night, including mine. He got away from us. Three nights later, we find him at a gas station. We pull up behind him, block him in again. This time he's blocked in between the building and our car, so he couldn't go anywhere. He still rammed the building, tried to ram the building, and then he backed up, and when he backed up, he ran over my leg. When I went down, my partner shot and shot him right in the butt, come out of his back, and then he stopped. We pulled him out of the car, apprehended him, put him in handcuffs, and waited for the police to show up.
So how many criminals have you captured, would you say?
I'd say it's in the hundreds, I'm sure. If I had to guess a number, over 500 at least.
So you reasoned that if you've been able to capture criminals on the run, mm-hmm. you could solve this mystery.
Yeah. I figured that if I can find somebody in another state, I'm sure I can find someone that's sitting still or missing or female. Everyone is meant to be found. Another bondsman that worked for me, I got frustrated one time. And I was losing it. I was losing my cool. And he calmed me down and said, look, just remember, everybody's meant to be found. You're going to find them. And so from that point on, my motto is everyone's meant to be found. So
so do you remember when Kelly Bordeaux disappeared?
I do. I was watching TV, and news media come up. And I think they had an Amber Alert out of... They did some type of alert. They did media. The media came out and said Fort Bragg soldier missing, last seen at Froggy Bottoms, last seen with a sex offender. And I think a few days later, I saw the interview with Nick, and I sat back and watched it, and I told my wife to come in there, and I said, look, he did it. He took her. He killed her. And she said, if you think that, why don't you go find her? I said, well, I'll try, you know.
Where did you get that from that interview? How did you?
His eyes, I used to play poker a lot, so I could read people very well. And his eyes, the way his eyes were, and he would squint them, and he would twitch, his eyes would twitch. And just his motions and how he just cold. It's more like you can read into someone saying, okay, he's cold, calculated, he's done something with her. And usually the last person that's with the person, the last person that's with a missing person is usually the one that done it.
How big of a story was this?
It was humongous. It was all over the national news. It got attention everywhere.
Why do you think that is?
Because she was a young female. She, Fort Bragg soldier. You know, it's a story. And I think all the media just attracted to it because of, you got a sex offender, you got Kelly Bordeaux, she's a soldier, and then you got a bar. So all three things don't make a good mix, so it's a good story.
But at the time, you weren't aware that Nick had a sex offense in his past, did you?
I did. I did when he come up, when the news media come out, she had been last seen with a sex offender, is the story of what was on the media. And then as it progressed, then you find out, well, the bar owner's not who he says he is. You find out more details, and you got a bigger realm that you got to center on. You got to focus in on trying to narrow down who done it or who could potentially have done it. And you take Nick, you take the husband, you take everybody into consideration, and then you weed it out. You know, I didn't want to get in trouble. This is the first PI case I ever done. The reason why I could be a PI is because I've done so much work on finding people and hunting them down, as everybody calls it, a bounty hunter. So that's how I acquired my PI license. So actually doing a PI job was a little bit difficult because, first of all, I've done missing people, but I've never done a missing person. You know, I've done hunting someone down, but not a missing person. It's two different things, though. You know, you gotta really think about it. Where was I at? I'm trying to think.
Well,
too far,
you know, I just what strikes me is that law enforcement was all over this.
They were.
500 people were searching for this young woman. Mm-hmm. What made you think you could make a difference? You've never done this before.
I know that. And I was a loner, and I'm always a loner. And what I mean by that is I do things on my own. I like doing things my way. And, you know, when you got all these searchers out there, you got, you know, you see it on the news, everybody's walking in the woods. I like to go out there on my own and figure things out for my own. When I go hunt someone down, I don't like anyone that's with me, helping me, to put their two cents in work, because I like to focus on what I'm thinking and what I want to do and how I want to do it. And I guess it's controlling, I reckon, but I'm good at figuring out people, reading people, and knowing what their next move's going to be, or guessing what their next move's going to be. But I didn't go out there with searchers. I did my own search. But then it got, you know, several months into it, it got to the point where I'm just backtracking over everybody else. I want to figure out where they have searched. So I do want some information. Well, I wound up calling a reporter, and she gave me the name, a couple of names of two gentlemen that have done a lot of searching, and they could help me on where they have already searched. So I call them up, meet with them, and this is the first time I've ever met with them. And, you know, they tell me all the areas, and then they start giving me hints, you know, helpful things that the police department have given them. Look north is what they would always say, look north. And so that's where it all began, as far as my connection with other people in searching for Kelly.
You know what? People go missing every day. Mm-hmm. What was it about this particular case that attracted you?
Well, she's a soldier. She female, you know, him being on TV and making that statement that he had nothing to do with it, and I knew he was lying. I mean, it was like an instant connection that I said, I know he's lying. That's ultimately what really did it. And plus, it was all over the news everywhere. And you're thinking, you know, you can help this person. You got all this information. You can help find this person. That's what you're good at. Do it.
And good at it he was. David Marshburn turned out to be very pivotal in this case. His sense of justice and dogged determination would help turn this cold case into a burning hot story. I'm Troy Roberts for the CBS News broadcast 48 Hours. To hear more on this story, join us this weekend at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the 48 Hours broadcast on the Kelly Berdow case, a look into her mysterious disappearance, the search and discovery of her remains, and the arrest and sentencing of her killer.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Allow your imagination to be piqued by stories that are brought to life through captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. As an Audible member, you'll be able to keep your heart rate up month after month because you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. If you're in the mood for a shocking psychological thriller, check out None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell. Embrace brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis I, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.